You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Exactly how that song gets sung, okay? So on our feast day, you might hear it a few times. So, Kim, first of all, welcome to the program. Happy birthday to you.
Well, happy Marine birthday to all of you out there, and also to your number two son, Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick. Patrick, out in the Pacific, doing good things. So, hope he has a good birthday. Hope he has a good birthday, and we're excited. We're excited that he'll be coming home soon, so we'll get to see him and hang out with him.
That's great.
Yeah, it'll be cool. We're looking forward to it. Did you know that the primary dish on the Marine Corps birthday is prime rib?
Of course.
Exactly. Kim knows that because I've had dinner at his place before on the birthday and brought people down there, and prime rib is on the menu. Now, let me just tell you, my favorite part of prime rib is the crust that goes on the prime rib. All right, so
yes.
I want you to walk the recipe for prime rib for those of you that are going to make it. The recipe is on the website. If you go to the show notes portion of the All Marine Radio website, what you're going to find is exactly that. You start looking through the recipes and, you'll find prime rib. All you gotta do is click on that. But, Kim will kind of walk us through because it is a special meal. And not only do I want to talk about the prime rib itself, but I want to talk about there's a few touches, horseradish as opposed to horseradish sauce, and then horseradish sauce as opposed to a blend of horseradish sauce with some sour cream in it. So talk to us, if you wouldn't mind, about preparing a prime rib. How do you do it to make it taste great?
All right. Here we go. You find yourself a prime rib at your local butcher and have them trim it down a little bit, but don't cut off the fat cap. Now that's the little tail on the prime rib. You know, you've got the big rounded part and then it tapers down to a little tail, and there's meat inside that, but also for your flavor. And I leave the fat cap on when I cook my prime ribs. All right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a mixture that I use that's my special blend for prime rib.
Okay.
And you get about 10 cloves of garlic, about a half a cup to three quarters of a cup of extra virgin olive oil or any kind of olive oil you have. You put them in a Cuisinart and you pulse them until it's kind of like a paste. Okay, and you scrape that out into a bowl. Then you take olive oil and a couple of tablespoons. You rub down your whole prime rib with olive oil.
Got it.
Then you sprinkle salt and white, that's white pepper, all over the ends, the tops, the bottoms, the side, everything, the sides. And then you take this garlic paste and you smear it all over. Now, how I start is you have the high rounded side and then you have a flat bottom.
Got it.
Okay, so you start with the flat bottom. You put the paste on that and all over the bottom and the ends. And then you flip it into the pan, the roasting pan you're going to use. So you, all the garlic is in the pan, baby. And then you, lather that, top with the garlic puree. And then you, actually before you flip it over, let me back that up. You have the bottom lathered in garlic.
Yeah.
Then you take rosemary, oregano, and basil. R-O-B. Those three, and they're dried. And you first sprinkle the oregano on, then the rosemary. Oregano, basil, and then the rosemary last. Because those are like little sticks, and you'll see it in the dry spice section. And then you flip the bird over, and then you lather the mixture on. You put your you have your white pepper and salt already on there. Then you lather. Then you put your basil, oregano, and rosemary on the top, and you cover it completely. Then you preheat your oven to 500 degrees. If it goes as high as it'll go, if it goes 550, crank it up to 550, baby.
Wow.
Because
let me tell you, the part of the prime rib that I love the most is that crust that you get on the outside. You combine
It's called the bark.
The bark. I love the bark.
The bark. And that's what I crave, too. Yeah, the medium rare to rare inside is off the hook delish, but the bark is the bomb. And so you throw that 12 to 14-pound prime rib in there, or if it's a 10-pound, if that's all you want, but get a whole one because the leftovers are for beef stews, prime rib sandwiches.
Yeah,
I mean, you can stretch it for a week. Baby.
Yeah, and trust me, that thing's not going to waste either.
I know. No. Every bit is going to be consumed. Trust me. and then you have the oven cranked up. You preheat that for half an hour. And so it's piping hot. Then you take this pan that your prime rib is in. You put it right in the middle of the oven. And if you have a convection oven, that means it has a fan in there that circulates the heat. That makes the bark even better. So it doesn't matter one way or the other. But then you put it in the oven. For if it's 12 pounds, put it in for 35 minutes. If it's 14 to 16 pounder, put it in for 10 minutes longer, 45 minutes. And then you shut your oven off completely.
What?
Now, this is, you do not you don't open the door. This is the key to the highway, everybody. You do not open the door. And that includes you, Mac. You don't open the door for 1 hour. It will continue cooking because you have this heat in there. It'll drop down probably to, in an hour, it'll probably be 200 degrees inside the oven, maybe. But that's how you get the bark on there. But if you open the door once, you've ruined it.
We talked about this with steaks and stuff, but essentially, with the high heat, what you're doing is you're searing the outside and creating the bark, yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then by cutting the heat off, you're allowing that thing, you know, then to cook, you know, gradually at lower temperatures so you don't, you know, so you don't have well done prime rib. And you're just allowing that to coast to the finish line, really, yes?
Yes, you will have. Now, the way this turns out, your shrinkage will be about 10% of the volume of the weight. But your bark will be intense and crunchy, and it'll be medium to medium well on the end cuts. The medium rare in the center, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And so, if you do that, you'll get the good bark on the outside, and it'll be nice and pink on the inside.
Yes.
All right.
But only 35 minutes on high heat to 45 minutes if it's a heavy prime rib. And then you shut that puppy down. But the key to the highway, do not open the oven door. You got it? That's all in capitals and underline a couple of times.
All right.
And if you have a window, you can leave the light on and you can look in, but don't open the oven door, period. I'm militant about this.
You think? Wow.
Yes, you're darn right I am.
The flower child all of a sudden got butch.
Hey, man. That's right. It's hard to keep a rolled prime rib lit, but I've tried. you got to get newspapers to roll it in, though.
All right. But again, no, Kim, you know, prime rib was one of the features of Kim's restaurant, Sanders, 1907.
Always has been for 30 years.
And I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You got that pink on the inside. And so don't open the oven, whatever you do, and you'll make great prime rib. Talk to us about the spectrum from horseradish to horseradish sauce to what my family likes is horseradish sauce blended with sour cream. Talk to us about that.
Yes. Okay. When we served our prime rib, we always serve it with a horseradish sauce. And if somebody wants, and we have hot horseradish. Horseradish, once you open a jar, you get the hottest you can. It will be good in the refrigerator for about a week, 2 weeks. And then it starts losing its potency. And we don't want to lose our potency, folks.
No, we don't.
But if you're making a horseradish sauce, you take equal parts of horseradish and sour cream. And some people will throw maybe half and half with, and say you're making enough for this prime rib, so you'd want, I love horseradish sauce, and sometimes straight horseradish, but nonetheless, you use about a cup of each, And then if you want to jazz it up a little bit, you throw about a quarter of a cup of mayonnaise. Not Miracle Whip, mayonnaise.
Really?
And, yeah, and then mix that in. But how we did it at Sanders was half and half horseradish to sour cream. And if the horseradish was kick-ass strong, we backed down on the horseradish a little bit. And the only way you're going to know that is to open the jar of horseradish and take a little bit and taste it. Now, if you're fortunate to have fresh horseradish root and you want to grate it yourself, wear a mask when you grate it because you get knocked out by the fumes of strong horseradish. And then you mix it with a little salt and vinegar and apple cider vinegar, and let it sit for a while in a container, and mix it up and let it sit. And you could throw a little white pepper if you want, not necessary, but it's nice to have that little bit of vinegar in there, and it keeps it from turning color and keeps it fresh. And that's basically, what you want to do is the horseradish that I used to get at the store, and I'd get it in one quart jars, was a horseradish called Thor, T-H-O-R, Thor, the god of thunder. And it was Thor horseradish, and they still sell it. And if you can get your hands on Thor horseradish, you'll be in the front row, everyone.
That sounds that sounds kind of masculine. Yes,
it's very butch, man. Butch, but I also got some North Dakota horseradish in a little pint jar that just about took my head off. and you know, like a fool, I'm always sniffing things. Well, yeah. I opened the lid, took a little whip of that horseradish, and I just got tearing up, and my nose started running. It was a beautiful feeling. However, that's what it does to you. But always taste, take a little pinch between your cheek and gums, baby. No, just taste a little bit. I mean a little bit, and you'll know right away the heat of it, and you'll know how to make up your sauce. And if you want to start with you know, a couple tablespoons of horseradish, and then add maybe a half a cup of sour cream, and then depends how many people are eating your beef and whether they like horseradish or not. But I always make a bigger batch because it stays in the refrigerator for when you make sandwiches. Because I like a little horseradish and mayo, like I did the ferocious roast beef at Bonzer's. That's a nice combination for a sandwich too.
All right. Okay. Anything that you've left out relative to how to make great prime rib?
Well, no. I think that's it. I never used a thermometer. It was just trial and error to get this recipe down, and that's what we have done. It before I got my Altisham, my prime rib slow cooker. That's how we did it. Now, you know, the Altisham it slow cooks meats, turkeys and stuff, everything. You know, I do briskets. But the shrinkage on prime rib on an Altisham is 3 to 5%. But you get the better bark putting it in an oven. I would always take Max prime rib. I would take the oven out and blast it in my oven for about 10 minutes at 550 before I put it back in the office jam, and it would just make that crust come alive. But that was just, that's a kitchen trick. But if you're having a home oven and you can do that, and that's the story.
All right. So the soup to nuts on prime rib. All right, sir.
Yes.
That's what I needed from you today. I will, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay. Happy birthday, Marines.
There you go. Happy birthday. There you go. From the prime rib king. From the prime rib king, Kim Holmes. Thanks,
Now, one other thing. The baked potato with sour cream and chives, baby. and the diced bacon. Don't forget that. But that's another story.
That's another story.
The prime rib is the king, though.
All right, man.
Right there.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That is Pete Kimball Holmes today. Talking about the how we do prime rib, and let me just say, his prime rib to die for. It's absolutely positively delicious.
Facebook and personal emails to hackers remotely.
What is that?
Call us immediately at the toll free number listed, so that our support engineers can walk you through the.
I don't even know what the hell that is. All right, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear the Commandant's birthday message. Part of it recorded in Guadalcanal. Yeah, if you can imagine that. So that's kind of interesting, and so we'll hear that, and then I've got a couple emails. I'll read you a couple emails. This is from Ken. It's my 50th Marine Corps birthday today. My first was celebrated in Hoi An in Vietnam with chocolate cake and Valentine, or maybe Falstaff, sent to the companies from the battalion. Been to quite a few since, but that was the best ever. Hey, Marine, thanks for all you accomplished with All Marine Radio. Great work. Semper Fidelis, Ken. You know what? I have the privilege, honestly, of getting to, you know, tell Marine Corps stories, and to bring the culture to life on a regular basis. It's really a great experience for me to on a daily basis, 5 days a week, to be able to, you know, discuss the culture of the Marine Corps. And so it's just, you know, again, the stories aren't, I don't have a lot to do with it. Like Barney Barnum yesterday, if you missed that, you know, given his thoughts on leadership, given his thoughts on Ken Burns' Vietnam series, he watched a couple of the episodes, and then he missed a bunch, and then based on what other people told him, he hasn't watched it since. And him talking about leadership, him talking about hazing, him talking about, you know, race relations in the Marine Corps in the 70s, and what was the Marine Corps then. So, I mean, it's just, the Marine Corps is an incredible, incredible place. Here's another email. Mac, first of all, happy birthday, and please extend my best to everybody listening out there, to all the devil dogs out there who have walked on those footprints, whether they were at OCS or either one of the recruit depots. We all know the hardest Marines are made at MCRD in San Diego. We won't even discuss that. That'll be for a different date and time. I was listening to you, and it made me smile because the things you talk about are the things that I remember. The intensity of the different people that you cross paths with when you're a young guy. What that teaches you. The enthusiasm for being Marines and the crazy guys that you do cross paths with. I laughed when you were describing somebody putting out a cigarette in the palm of their hand, running the O course after they'd stuffed it in their sock and getting out. I had a gunny like that. We were in formation at Lake Bandini and 29 Palms for a company run early in the morning. I was a boot. He came out yelling at people. He was one of those skinny guys, and he didn't look like he could PT for anything. He was standing there yelling at people, smoking a cigarette, and he knew everybody in the company. He was that guy, getting them ready for the CO and the first sergeant to show up. And we were ready when they showed up. He was smoking a cigarette. I'll never forget it. He took his last long puff. He put it out in his hand, and he stuffed it into his white sock. And I'd never seen anything like that in my life. And off we went. He called cadence for the whole run. And we stopped. As soon as the CO and the first sergeant walked away, he took over the formation. As soon as he said the words, fall out, and we got back to work, out came that cigarette. He lit it up, and he started smoking it again. I could have been 19 years old at the time, and I just remember, what is that going through my head? Who are these people? The craziest people I've ever met in my life. The funniest things I've ever seen in my life. The most shit I've ever heard talked in my life. The hardest I think I've ever laughed in my life. I laughed and did those things while in the Marine Corps. I still shake my head. And there wasn't anything that we wouldn't talk about or argue about. I have great, great memories of the Marine Corps. And every day, I remember it in some way, shape, or form. But on November 10th, I remember it in a big way. I will celebrate it tonight with a few other Marines from the area. We take our wives and we go out to dinner, and we just spend the time in each other's company. We do, however, do one thing. There's an empty place that's always set at the table. One of us will bring our barracks cover, and we set it there. And we remember the Marines that we lost. One of my friends fought in Vietnam. I was a Desert Storm guy, and the other guy spent time in Iraq. So we all have our own memories. I liked what the Commandant said in the little blurb that I heard when you started the show. We remember those that have gone before us. We are mindful of their sacrifice and committed to the future. I thought that line that he delivered, we got to win, was pretty cool too. Happy birthday, Devil Dog. Appreciate the program. Have a great day. Yeah, I'm the custodian here. Okay, I'm the custodian, so lucky to be that, right? It's another email. Mac, where did the idea for All Marine Radio come from? It's just my idea. I was looking, like, what would I do after the Marine Corps? And the therapist I was seeing said, you might not want to go to work for somebody. I said, why not? He said, because you might not do well. I said, what do you mean? He said, you might not do good. He said, are you going to take it well when some civilian tells you what to do? And I said, well, I think so. He said, you might want to think about that. He said, if there's a way that you could work on your own, you should probably look into that. And so, I like doing radio. I like the intellectual part of it. I like the current events part of it. I like the interaction with people. All that I thought was really cool. And I thought, well, if I could incorporate the Marine Corps, something like that, I wonder if I could get it to work. And let me tell you, and with the help of guys like Bob Nielsen, who's been instrumental in keeping us on the air. All Marine Radio works. So I would be remiss on this birthday that we celebrate our culture if I didn't thank Bob Nielsen and Turner Construction for keeping this thing going, because they truly are the patron saint of All Marine Radio. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear the Commandant's address, and I've got a couple more emails we'll get to. More of All Marine Radio on the birthday coming up next. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military, for a first responder, for a hunter, for an outdoorsman, or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.